is the 14th December 2003. We will continue our Dhamma talk on Vipassana meditation. Yesterday, I explained to you how to practice walking meditation. Today, I would like to explain to you how to practice awareness of daily activities. And Vipassana meditation, according to Mahasatipatthana Sutta, we have three aspects of a practice: walking, sitting, and awareness of daily activities. So whatever we teach meditators is in accordance with Mahasatipatthana Sutta, discourse of the four foundations of mindfulness. First of all, I should explain the four foundations of mindfulness briefly. In Mahasatipatthana Sutta, the Lord Buddha teaches us the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. The four kinds of mindfulness are: the first one, the mindfulness of physical material phenomenon, kaya nupassana satipatthana. Any physical phenomenon, physical process, is a kaya. When a meditator is mindful of or observe any physical phenomena, that is called mindfulness of kaya, mindfulness of physical phenomena, kaya nupassana satipatthana. For example, if you are mindful of rising falling movement of the abdomen, that is kaya nupassana satipatthana, mindfulness of physical phenomena. In the walking meditation, when you observe the movement of the foot, perceiving actual movements of the foot, making mental note as left, right, or lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing, and so on, then that is also physical phenomena, mindfulness of a kaya, kaya nupassana satipatthana. In the daily activity, when you stretch out the arms, you have to observe the stretching movement of the arms, doing it slowly. Then these movements of a stretching of the arms are kaya, physical phenomena. So that is also kaya nupassana satipatthana, mindfulness of physical phenomena. When you sit down, you have to sit down slowly. Then you observe the sitting down movements, making mental note as it's sitting down, sitting down, sitting down. This awareness of sitting down movement is a mindfulness of kaya, kaya nupassana satipatthana. During eating, when you chew the food, you note chewing, 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 observing the movements of the two jaws, the movements of upper jaws and lower jaws. These movements are also kaya, physical phenomena, so it is also kaya nupasana sadipatthana, the mindfulness of a physical phenomena. Whatever, in this way, whatever actions or movement you do is kaya. When you observe all these actions and movements you do for the whole day, is kaya nupasana sadipatthana, the mindfulness of a physical phenomenon. Then vedana nupasana sadipatthana. Vedana here means a feeling or sensation. The mindfulness of feeling or sensation is known as vedana nupasana sadipatthana. Here, feeling or sensation, vedana, is of three types. The first one is a sukha vedana, pleasant feeling or sensation. The second one is a dukkha vedana, unpleasant feeling or sensation. The third is a upekkha vedana, neutral feeling or sensation. If you have in your body pleasant or unpleasant or neutral feeling, you should observe it as it really occurs. That is vedana nupasana sadipatthana, the mindfulness of a feeling or sensation. When you feel happy about your practice of meditation, that happiness is a pleasant feeling. Then you have to note, you have to observe it, make a mental note as happy, happy, happy. The mindfulness of this happy feeling is sukha vedana nupasana sadipatthana. When you feel painful sensation, that painful sensation is an unpleasant sensation, dukkha vedana. You must be aware of, you must observe this painful sensation as it really occurs. Make a mental note, pain, 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 under the painful sensation has decreased or disappeared. This is also mindfulness of feeling or sensation, vedana nupasana sadipatthana. Sometimes your feeling or sensation is neither pleasant nor unpleasant. It is a neutral feeling or neutral sensation, upekkha vedana. If you observe it, this is also the mindfulness of a feeling or sensation, vedana nupasana sadipatthana. This upekkha vedana, neutral feeling or sensation, very rarely arises in our body or mind. Most of the time, we have either pleasant feeling, sukha vedana, or unpleasant feeling, dukkha vedana. So, it's very rare for a meditator to observe the neutral feeling, upekkha vedana. But in some stages of inside knowledge, meditator feel neutral feeling or sensation, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. At that time, he has a good opportunity to observe neutral feeling, upekkha vedana. In this way, whatever you feel in your mind or body must be aware of, must be mindful of, then this is a vedana nupasana sadipatthana, the mindfulness of a feeling or sensation. Then the third one is the citta anupassana sadipatthana, the mindfulness of a consciousness or mental state. Whatever consciousness or mental state arises, good or bad, must be aware of, must be mindful of, must be observed as it really occurs. This is citta anupassana sadipatthana, the mindfulness of a consciousness or mental state. For example, when you have anger during your meditation, that anger mental state must be noted, must be observed as anger. That is citta anupassana sadipatthana, the mindfulness of a mental state. When you have thinking while you are sitting or walking, that thinking must be observed, must be noted as it really occurs, labeling as thinking, until the thinking process has disappeared. That is also citta anupassana sadipatthana. In this way, whatever mental states or consciousness arises must be noted, must be observed as it really occurs. That is citta anupassana sadipatthana. And the fourth and the last one, dhamma anupassana sadipatthana, the mindfulness of a phenomena. In this dhamma anupassana sadipatthana, many different awareness of phenomena are included. In dhamma anupassana sadipatthana, the word dhamma is translated into mind objects. By some scholars, translated it phenomena. Because in this dhamma anupassana sadipatthana, awareness of the five hindrances, awareness of the five aggregates, five khandhas, the awareness of 12 ayatanas are included. And also the awareness of the Four Noble Truths, the awareness of the 10 Sanyojanas are also included. So I prefer Dhamma not to translate into any words and leave it as it is. The five mental hindrances, also Dhamma. The five aggregates are also Dhamma. The 12 ayatanas are also Dhamma. The Four Noble Truths are also Dhamma. The 10 Sanyojanas are also Dhamma. So, I prefer not to translate the Dhamma into any other words. But meditator need not know the names of these Dhamma. If he is aware of whatever arises in his body and mind as it is, then all of these dhammas are included. Meditator need not the name to know the name. What he is needed is to experience any mental states or physical process that arises at this moment. But for your knowledge of Dhamma, I will explain some aspect of Dhamma Anupassana briefly. For example, Dhammanupassana is the mindfulness of 12 ayatanas. 12 ayatanas are not difficult to understand or to know. Eyes is one ayatana, visible thing is another ayatana. The eye sees the visible thing, then you should note as a seeing, 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 seeing. Then you are observing both eye and visible thing object. That is Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. So whatever you see, you must observe, make him into know as seeing, 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 until that visible thing has disappeared. That is Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. We have ears. That ear hears any voice or sound. Then ear is one ayatana, sound or voice, audible thing is another ayatana. When we hear any sound or voice, then we should observe it, labeling as hearing, 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 hearing. It means the mindfulness of both ear and the sound or the voice. Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. We have nose, and there is a smell or scent or odor. The nose is also one ayatana. The smell or the scent or the odor also another ayatana. When we smell any scent or any odor, we note smelling, smelling, smelling. That is Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. We have tongue, and also there is a taste, sweet taste, bitter taste, sour taste, and so on. Our tongue is one ayatana. The taste is also another ayatana. If we taste sweet, we have to note sweet, 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 sweet. That is a Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. We have a body, and there is also tangible thing, puttapa. Then body also one ayatana, tangible thing, puttapa, also another ayatana. When we touch any tangible thing, we note touching, touching, touching. Then Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. We have mind, the mind of consciousness, and there's also mind object, such as vision, smelling, sound of voice. Then our mind or consciousness is one ayatana. Mind object is another ayatana. Mind object means the object which is created by the mind, which brings the mind, brought by the mind, such as, say, any trees, any mountain, any person, which you see in your mind, not with your eye. That object, that tree, that person, which you see in your mind, is called my object. Then we have to note seeing, 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 seeing. That is Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. In this way, we practice Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana, mindfulness of Dhamma, the 12 ayatanas, ayatana Nupassana, the Satipatthana, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind, this is sita, internal ayatana. Internal ayatana, ajatika ayatana in Pali. If you remember the word ajatika ayatana, that is easy for you. Ajatika ayatana, ajatika ayatana. Ajatika means internal. Then the eye sees visible object. The ear hears the sound of voice. The nose smells in the odor. The tongue tastes sweet or bitter. The body touches the tangible thing. The mind thinks about mind object, sees or hear. Then visible object, sound of voice, scent or odor, taste, tangible things, mind objects are also ayatanas, external ayatana, bahirayatana in Pali, external ayatana, bahirayatana. Bahirayatana, 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 and external ayatanas. Bahira is external. Bahira ayatana. When we combine two words, bahirayatana, external ayatana, six. Whatever you see, note, see and see, whatever you hear, observe, hearing, whatever you smell, observe it, smelling, or scent, or odor. Whatever you taste, observe the taste, sweet, sour, bitter, and so on. Whatever you touch, observe it, touching, hard or soft. Whatever you think about, observe it, thinking, seeing, hearing, in the mind, not with the eyes, not with the ear. In this way, the mindfulness of 12 ayatanas are included Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. And for another example, the five mental hindrances, five Nivaranas in Pali. Nivarana in Pali is translated into hindrances. Nivarana, not Nivarana, Nivarana. Nivarana, please listen to me attentively. Nivarana. Nivarana, yes, it's a translated hindrances or blocks. Hindrances or blocks. These hindrances are five in number. So they are called Pancha Nivarana, five hindrances. I think you know the word Pancha because there was a meeting in Bandung many years ago to lay down this Pancha Sila. So Pancha is a five. Nivarana is a hindrances. Pancha, Nivarana, five hindrances. If you observe any of these five hindrances, also Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. The first Nivarana is Kamachanda Nivarana. You may find it difficult to pronounce and to remember. Kamachanda Nivarana. You should have knowledge of this Pali. Kamachanda Nivarana. please repeat after me, all of you. Kamachanda Nivarana. Kamachanda Nivarana. That is a sensual desire or sense desire. Sensual desire or sense desire. We have five kinds of sensation. Sense of eye, sense of ear, sense of nose, sense of tongue, sense of body. In this way, we have five kinds of sensation. In Western philosophy, since the word sense is used in this case, but in Buddhist philosophy, we use the word citta viññāṇa, which is translated into consciousness. Citta viññāṇa is translated into consciousness. So, we say consciousness of seeing, consciousness of hearing, consciousness of smelling, consciousness of taste, consciousness of touching. These are five kinds of consciousness which are known as citta or viññāṇa. Consciousness of seeing is a sense of eye. In Western psychology. So consciousness was seeing, Chakhu Viññāṇa in Pali and Buddhist Abhidhamma. Consciousness for hearing, Sota Viññāṇa. Consciousness of smelling, Kana Viññāṇa. Consciousness of taste, Rasa Zimva Viññāṇa. Consciousness of touch, Kaya Viññāṇa. Consciousness of a mind object, Mano Viññāṇa. In this way, we use these words in Buddhist Abhidhamma. So, whenever you see any visible thing, for example, you see a very beautiful rose flower. You have desire to get it. That desire is a sensual desire which arises from eye and visible things. So, when you have desire to see or to get a very beautiful rose flower, visible thing, you have to know desire, 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 until the desire has disappeared. That is also Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. When you hear any sweet song or sweet voice, you have desire to listen to it. Then the desire must be noted as a desire, 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 desire. That is a sensual desire. Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. When you eat any taste, any food, you got sweet, sour, or bitter, or hot, then your tongue knows the sweet, sour, or bitter, then you have desire to eat it. You have desire to have it. That desire must be noted as desire, 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 until the desire has disappeared. That is also sensual desire, kamachanda nivarana, nivarana dhamma nupasana. Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. When you smell any scent of vice, scent or odor, you should not smelling, smelling, smelling. That's also a sensual desire. Dhamma nupasana siddhipatthana. When your body touches any tangible thing, you know to touch him, touch him, touch him. That's also a sensual desire, which must be noted as a desire, desire. It is called Dhamma nupasana siddhipatthana. In this way, we have to be mindful of, we have to observe the five kinds of sensual desire, as a Dhamma nupasana siddhipatthana. When you have this desire of any kind, then you can't concentrate your mind well. You are unable to realize any anicca, dukkha, anatta of mental and physical phenomena. So this desire hinders your progress and concentration as well as insight. So it's called nivarana, hindrance. To remove this hindrance, this nivarana, the Buddha teaches us to observe this nivarana, make a mental note as desire, attentively, energetically. Then desire will disappear. Then we can remove the hindrance. So we can concentrate our mind and we are able to realize three characteristics. This is a Dhamma Nupasana Siddhipatthana regarding Nivaranas. This is the first Nivarana, Kama Chanda Nivarana, sensual desire. The second hindrance, the second Nivarana is Vyapada Nivarana. Vyapada Nivarana. Vyapada Nivarana. Vyapada Nivarana. Please repeat. Then the third one is Tina Mija Nivarana. Tina Mija Nivarana. Please repeat after me. Tina Mija Nivarana. Tina Mija Nivarana. Not Nivarana. Not Nivarana. 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 Then the fourth one is Odajya Kokoja Nivarana. Odajya Kokoja Nivarana. Odajya Kokoja Nivarana. Odajya Kokoja Nivarana. Repeat. Odajya Kokoja Nivarana. Then the fifth one, the last one is Vichikicca Nivarana. Vichikicca Nivarana. Vichikicca Nivarana. It's not easy to rightly pronounce, correctly pronounce. Every day they said Nivarana, Nivarana. Yes. Then the second one, Vyapada Nivarana, is anger, hatred, ill will, aversion. This is Vyapada Nivarana. Anger, hatred, ill will, aversion. All of these are Vyapada Nivarana, dosa in Pali. Kamachanda Nivarana is a lobha. Vyapada Nivarana is a dosa. So anger, hatred, ill will, aversion. So when you have dosa, anger, hatred, ill will, you should observe it. Anger, hatred, ill will, aversion, and so on, until these mental states has disappeared. that is Dhammanupassana Satipatthana. Then Thinamida Nivarana. Thinamida Nivarana is a sloth and tapa. Sloth and tapa. Thinamida Nivarana. To easily understand this word, mental sluggishness. Mental sluggishness. Mental sluggishness means the mind is not active. It's heavy and passive. So this is a mental sluggishness. The right translation for meditator is Thinamida means sleepiness, laziness, boredom. Sleepiness, laziness, boredom. This is Thinamida Nivarana. And how can you remove this Thinamida Nivarana when you have? How can you remove this Thinamida Nivarana, sleepiness, when you have a meditation? You don't know. But the Buddha teaches us the principle of mindfulness meditation, Vipassana meditation, you should rightly understand according to Mahasatipatthana Sutta. Yes, the principle of mindfulness meditation, Vipassana meditation, is to be mindful of, to be aware of, to observe whatever arises in your body and mind as it really occurs. I'll repeat the principle of mindfulness meditation, Vipassana meditation, is to be mindful of, to be aware of, to observe whatever arises in your body and mind as it really occurs. Then I think you have rightly understood the principle. So, while you are sitting, meditating, rising and falling movements, then you feel sleepy. That is a hindrance, Nivarana. To remove that hindrance, Nivarana, what should you do? Very easy. Go to the room and sleep. According to the principle of a Vipassana meditation, what should you do to remove that hindrance, Nivarana? You are afraid of being make mistake, but that you don't do mistakes. No, sleepy, 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 sleepy. But you are noting, your observance should be systematic and methodical. You should note sleepy, 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 attentively, energetically, somewhat quickly, so that your mind becomes active and alert. Then sleepiness goes away. Then you have removed Thinamida Nivarana from your mind. But if you note sleepy, 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 you won't be able to remove Nivarana. You will be fall asleep. So be careful. Your noting of Thinamida Nivarana should be systematical and methodical. This Thinamida Nivarana is a very close friend of meditators. Meditators like their close friend. When they feel sleepy, they forget to note it, then they enjoy it and then fall asleep. Such a meditator is called the one who is oppressed by Thinamida Nivarana. So Thinamida Nivarana is the greatest hindrance to his progress of meditation. And today is enough. We have a lot of time passed. Tomorrow I'll continue the remaining. May all of you rightly understand the principle of Vipassana meditation and remove all hindrances when you have, and then attain the cessation of suffering, Nibbana.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.